Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik de Cure. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
My name is Timo Kunz, and I'm one of the founders of Afrorhythmic. We build an infrastructure called API.audio, which allows you to scale audio production.
How are you involved with synthetic media?
We're in the audio space, so text-to-speech made a humongous step change about 2.5 years ago, and this is actually when we started with Afrorhythmic. So from now on, it's pretty much possible to generate very authentic-sounding speech from text. So this has nothing to do with what you know from your GPS from a while ago, but it's now actually very fluent. And what we're actually doing is we're not so much focused on the text-to-speech part, but pretty much how to enable you to actually create beautiful sounding audio with this. So pretty much you can translate any text into speech, but then also enrich it like you would normally in a studio production environment. And then at the end, you have a fully produced track. And of course, this is very powerful because you can literally create synthetic audio from text, which without ever actually having to touch it or have any human intervention that involved in the process.
What advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
I think one of the biggest challenges, at least for us, is pretty much to open people's mind and think about like what is actually possible with synthetic media. I think we as humans, we tend to when being given a new technology, being pretty much recreating what we know. So my favorite example for this is always when the internet came around, the first thing that people did was put the phone book online, which from today's point of view seems almost comical. So I think with synthetic media that is the same. So I think there's so many opportunities with like that are being given to us now, whether it being in the video space or in the audio space or anything in between, where you can pretty much have all these great, wonderful new ideas. And however, at the moment, I think we're still stuck in pretty much like recreating what we know or what we normally do in conventional media production. And hence, the biggest successes in my book, actually, without like naming one now, is pretty much where people go beyond that and pretty much just like open a clean sheet or a new sheet and think outside the box and pretty much create something that was just not possible before.
What advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
I will always invite people like really to think outside the box. So not to be so hung up about does it really sound, in our case, in audio, sound or in video, look like it is real, or it is like, can I still see a glitch or hear an artifact or anything? But just try it, like just produce something and just try it. So one example that I can give you here. So we do a lot in the kids space. Audio is a fantastic medium for kids. So it's not screen time. It really, makes your imagination or makes full use of your imagination. And with synthetic media, you can create like all these new cool things. You can like create personalized kid story where someone is, on this crazy adventure. They can interactively create it. Maybe, their favorite toy and their dog can be part of that story and so on and so forth. And sometimes we engage in these discussions and like there's the almost the main the main hurdle to overcome is pretty much to convince stakeholders just to give it a try, right? So it's sometimes they people think like, oh yeah, but does it sound enough? That does it sound good enough? Is it too synthetic? Will the parents be cool with it and so on? And kids really don't care, right? So kids just love it. I could extend that these examples in many, many other ways. So for me, my advice would be if you have like a super cool idea, just like build it or just try it, put it in front of people and see how they react.
Where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
Our company is called Afrorhythmic. So of course, we have a website where we have a bunch of cool examples, what we can build. However, as I said, our infrastructure is called api.audio. It's actually really easy to get started. So you can actually just pick up an API key for free. We have all these cool recipes, where we invite people to build with us and do cool variations on it. And it's super fun as well. So even though you don't know anything about audio, you know a couple of lines of code, you can actually pretty much go from nada to a fully produced piece of audio within a couple of minutes. API.audio, try it out.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.